name is Tim Neufeld. I'm going to Seattle, and I don't worry about it too much. I'm from Canada, and the whole national threat, it's important. I think it's probably serious, but I guess if they have had threats and they found something, that's kind of the big thing. If it's a constant false alarm over and over, that's, I don't know, it gets ridiculous in my mind. But if they're finding things and they're finding liquid explosive, yeah, sure. No, then that makes sense for sure. I don't plan on having any carry-on, so I don't know if that'll make a difference, but hopefully, I guess now I'll anticipate it, but hopefully I won't have to deal with it too much.
My name is Daisy McCoy from Bronx, New York. From Islip, New York, we had to throw out all the bottles, water, toothpaste, deodorant. We were delayed for over an hour and a half. For our protection, we were very happy and pleased. Everyone cooperated. No problem.
If it's going to make things safe, why not, you know? Because look what happened at 9/11, so I don't feel badly at all about it. I'd rather them to do their job and be safe than to have a problem.
But I threw out a bottle of Dunne & Caron perfume. I was very unhappy about that. It's expensive.
My name is Chris. I'm heading to Chicago. My original flight got canceled, but I'm going to wait around 6 hours and then take a new flight. I had to lose some toothpaste. Like, not the worst thing in the world, but I guess the thing that kind of bothers me about it is just, like, I don't know where it's going to stop, because what if someone tries to bring plastic explosive next time? You know, are we not going to be allowed to have plastic things in our bags? Or, and then after a while, are we just not going to have to bring anything, and just going to have to be handcuffed to our chairs? You know, so, like, where does it really stop? You know, because anything can be used potentially as a weapon, so where does the security measures end?
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of air safety and your own personal safety, we ask that you keep a close watch on your carry-on and personal items. Luggage may not be left unattended at any time. Please report any unattended items or suspicious behavior to the nearest TSA or law enforcement officer. Thank you, and have a nice day.
My name's Charlotte Benson. My daughter was supposed to be in from Omaha at 10:05. The guy down at Southwest told me that it was just security. They're having to do all this to everybody. And they stopped from Omaha and Chicago to pick up people. So that's why it was delayed, I guess. You should have been here when the line was here. The line was all the way out that end of the building until about a half hour ago. Nobody seemed really upset. I mean, the line was moving pretty fast. And, you know, I've seen them empty the trash several times from all the stuff they've thrown away. Cans of Diet Dr. Pepper, bottles of water, toothpaste, deodorant, anything that's liquid, it's over there. Eye drop. I told them they should take the stuff that was hadn't been opened to the Jimmy Hale Mission until they put the bottle of liquor up there. And I was teasing one of the camera guys. I said, I see you eyeballing that liquor. He's the one that told me it was a $42 bottle of liquor.